Welcome to This Is That, where the Word of God comes to life. Here, we take on everyday questions faced by believers and converts, and we dig through the Word of God where similar situations have occurred, and we break it down on how these Bible principles and doctrines can be applied in our daily life situations. And it is our intention and prayer that this fellowship will encourage your faith and strengthen your walk with God. And as our commitment to advance God's kingdom to every culture and nation, we appreciate it very much if you would hit that like button and to share and to subscribe to our channel. This is That, moving the apostolic on your favorite podcast and on YouTube, Call to Ministry. This is That segment. And every time you click on the like button, the more we get advertised out there. And the more we get advertised, the more we are able to reach people. And so before we start, just a couple of shout-outs to our friends at the Uplift Podcast with Brother Nathan Beeler, the Steadfast Devotion Podcast with Brother Trey and Brother Calvin, and to the Search for Truth Podcast with Pastor Young. And so, without much ado, let's get to the table with your host, and let's get digging.
Praise God. Welcome to another episode of This Is That. And my brother Nathan and I'm grateful, we're thankful, first of all, to God for even allowing us to be here once again and to speak the word with you guys. And thank you for your time. Thank you for giving us a part of your time and allowing us to speak in your lives. And we hope that tonight we are going to be able to give you strength and encourage you as you continue to walk in the path that God has chosen you. Just a quick announcement before we start. The First Pentecostal Church is hosting a youth rally on October 16th.
Yes.
And we're doing this because we see a rise of violence in our city.
That's right.
And we will not keep silent.
Yes.
We are going to stand against the oppressive force right. of the enemy. We're not just going to be sitting down and let the enemy come and take our children, our city, take our seeds.
You know, because right now, most of the kids that are being affected are our kids.
Yes.
They're our bus kids.
Yes.
You know, because we reach to those neighbors.
Oh, yes.
You know, so yeah, we're going to take a stand on the 16th.
Yes. We're going to take a stand. And if you happen to be in town on October 16th at 2:00, come visit us at First Pentecostal Church. Also, if you have a burden for your city, join with us in prayer. Pray with us as we pray for our city and we pray for your city.
Yes, and you will not be disappointed.
Yes.
They're going to have the music.
Yes.
They're going to have a mind and sign team, I think.
That's awesome.
And then they're just going to have some encourager speakers.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And you don't want to miss it. And if you want to know more about the youth rally, watch at the end of this video. And we will be posting the announcement over there and the website that you can go through. And so tonight, we will continue on with what we have been talking about. What prevents us from becoming what God wants us to be? What prevents us from going to our breakthrough? And the last week, we talked about the spirit of doubt and unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have that, if we carry that, if we entertain the spirit of doubt and unbelief, we are going to be chained. We're going to be stuck where we are.
Yes.
We will not be able to move forward. And tonight we are going to be talking another delicate topic, but it is a topic that we need to discuss, because if we have this spirit in us, we will not going to be able to move forward where God wants us to be. And that is about the spirit of preeminence and the spirit of selfishness. And before we move forward, let's talk about what is the spirit of preeminence. What are we talking about when we say spirit of preeminence? Well, the spirit of preeminence is this feeling of being important, this feeling of being the center of attraction all the time, the spirit of I need to be first.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings me to a verse in the Bible in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18.
I got that for you, my brother.
Oh, praise God.
And it says, and he is the head of the body.
Yes.
The church.
Yes.
Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
Amen.
That in all things he might have the preeminence.
Amen. Amen.
He.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you read this verse, it says that he might have the preeminence. Who is he talking about here?
Jesus.
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus.
I love it. I mean, every time we have this topics, pastor goes in there and just speaks.
Speaks a little bit.
It's just confirmation that we are in the spirit.
Yeah, we're in the will of God.
Yes, we are in the will of God. Yeah. And I love it when Pastor Scott said, God did not give the spirit of preeminence to man.
Yeah.
But he gave it to his kingdom.
Yes.
That means that it is not us who is just what like what you read. It's not us. It's not about us, but it's about his kingdom.
Yes.
It's not us going to lift up ourselves or stand out, but it's supposed to be God and his kingdom.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, preeminence, it, like you said, and to break it down a little bit more, it's like superiority and ennoble, excellent qualities. It's what is over the above, meaning that you always that one person that feels like it's only you.
Yes.
It's only me.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and at a certain extent, it's good to have a little bit of it, but you don't want to be full of it. Too much of anything is bad.
That's true. That is true. In layman's term, the spirit of preeminence is the spirit that I have to be first, or I have to be the one doing it. Like it's like the spirit of me, or I.
Or nobody can do it like I can.
Yeah, that's right.
Or nobody's better than me.
That's right. You know? And that is dangerous.
Yeah.
If we say, oh, I have to do this. And first of all, it's going to wear you down if you try to like do it all yourself.
Yes, it will.
And I hear a lot of stories. I hear a lot of testimonies that they started to start church in here. Yeah. And the pastor would not trust somebody. And he tries to do everything. And now you see the pastor like, he's not even, he can't preach well now. Why? Yeah. Because he's concerned of all the other things that's going on.
Yeah. And see, a good ministry is when a real pastor and a high authority is when you are doing less and you got more people doing, you know, that's just being a true quality leader.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like God.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
But nobody can be God, but that's what's a leader is trusting and knowing that, okay, I'm the pastor. I can preach by the grace of God. But I'm gonna need people to lay hands on the sick. I'm gonna need you to run the television. Yeah. I'm gonna need you to watch the doors. I'm gonna need you to teach Sunday school class because I can't do it all.
Yeah.
But I gotta trust. It ain't about trusting in them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not even trusting in yourself, but it's about trusting in God.
Yeah. At first you might be doing that, but as people come in together, start training them.
Yeah, it's training and trusting.
Yes, that's
right. Trusting God.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the basic of all things is just trusting God.
That's right.
Like, do you believe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember in the book of Acts, the people were coming to the disciples and saying, well, we're forgetting about ministering for the wives of this believers. And what did Peter say? He said, well, you pick up seven men.
Yeah.
That we would appoint, we would anoint,
and
we would dedicate ourselves to preaching of the word, and let them take care of the needs of the widows.
Yeah, and that's because they knew that God will work through them to give them God has gave them the qualities, to be able to choose and to do whatever needs to be done, to make sure those men was prepared. You know
amen,
what I mean?
Amen. Amen. There's this verse in 3 John, verse 109.
I got it.
Ooh. Amen.
It says, I wrote unto the church.
Yeah.
But Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receive us not.
Yes.
Meaning that he had Jesus' disciples come in and say, we're going to have revival.
Yeah.
But this man said, we don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't trust you. Basically.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know the story of Diotrephes, he is this guy that John like rebuked.
Yeah.
He wrote a letter to the believers in that place, and he says, "Well, I'm going to write about this guy because this guy loves to put himself first."
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says he loves to put himself first. And not only that, but he is not recognizing the authority of the authority that is given to the disciples. Mm-hmm. Just like what you said, he's like opposing them. They're like, no. You know, don't do that in my city.
Yeah.
And basically that boils to the spirit of selfishness, being selfish, like just because the disciples or the apostles or the pastors didn't come to you and say, oh, can we go have a revival in this city, or the pastor did not come to you and say and offer you a big offering, said, oh, we're going to have a revival in this city and we want you to take the highest spot, the highest chair, we're going to give you this how many minutes to speak, because the pastor didn't go to that person. That person, like, well, I'm the most important here in this place. I should be over there.
Yeah.
And if we have that kind of spirit, then...
Yeah, it's not going to... That's not what God's looking for.
That's right.
You know, because God don't want us to lift ourselves up. That's what happened to Lucifer.
Yeah, that's right.
Lift himself up.
That's right.
You know, and God kicked him out of heaven.
Yeah.
You know, God wanted to make sure that we stay humble.
Yeah.
And walk underneath his authority, because he's the one that knows what needs to be done.
That's right.
Under his umbrella.
That's
are
right.
Are we safe?
Yeah. I remember Pastor Young telling this story about the turtle.
Yeah.
He said, if you see a turtle on top of a fence post, just know that the turtle didn't go in there by himself.
Yeah.
So what that means is that there's always somebody that is... sacrificing themselves in order for some people to be where they are. And just like in the ministry, just like where we are right now, we should not have been here had not for Christ and what he did on the cross.
That is true.
We would not be here had it not been for our forefathers, our elders, who endured suffering, shame, who endured persecution. And we are only here because of the people, because of God, and because of those that he raised to be able for us to be here right now, having the freedom to freely open the word, to freely worship.
Yes. And it's very important, because right now in this time, as we was talking about earlier, we need people to get out of themselves, of their regular tradition of living and their regular tradition of Christianity, and get into a little bit of the reality that if they think that because, okay, I'm just going to stick to myself and I'm just going to stay to myself because, you know, and then not knowing, you thinking you're being safe.
Yeah.
Well, you need to realize that if you read this Bible, there's going to be a couple of wars.
Yes. Yes.
And if you don't watch it now, we're in a war right now.
We are.
And right now, if you are any spiritual sense, you realize that you are spiritually sensed. If you sitting back and feel like I'm going to stay to myself, the enemy has already done whipped you, got you locked down, and in the cage, ready to go to hell.
Yeah,
because this is the time when we need to stand up and to declare the glory that is in the word. If you know the end of the Bible, you should be brave. You should be bold. You should be trying to meet with your brother. You should be trying to meet with your sister.
Yeah.
And like we're going to have a rally.
Yeah.
We're about to go. We're about to fight.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we're not fighting alone. And we're not fighting physically.
Yeah.
We're fighting the enemy of hatred. We're fighting the enemy of everything that's trying to come against the child of God.
Yes, that's
true. And we're standing together in unity.
Yeah.
Because it says in, I'm gonna bring this scripture, Romans 12, 4 and 5.
Yes.
It says, For as we have many members in one body.
Yes.
And all members have not the same office.
Amen.
So we, being many, are one body in Christ.
Yes.
And every one member, one's of another.
Yes.
Meaning that you're a part, I'm a part,
yes.
he a part, I'm a part. Right now, it seems like the church might seem a little weak, but we need to come together.
Amen.
And put ourselves, our selfishness down.
Yes.
We need to stop saying and be like, well, I'm going to do this because that's, you know, preeminence is like you separated yourself and feel like, well, I'm just going to be doing this because I'm just, because this is who I do. Or you might feel like, well, that ain't what I'm called to do. Right now, God is saying, you don't know what you're called to do.
Amen.
If somebody, if a man of God come up to you and say, you know, I'm going to need you to start, you know, laying hands on people. Mm-hmm. And in your mind, and you tell them, well, you know, I'm going to pray about it. You know what I mean? Pray about it.
Yeah.
And you go in your house and you thinking to yourself, I don't know who he think he is.
Yeah.
Like I was laid, I was meant to go and knock a door. Or I would just tell somebody, you know, I tell people at my work, you know, because people try to do as least as they can and God's going to open heavenly arms to you and say, good job, faithful servant, just because you talk to your friend at work. That's yourself being satisfied.
That's true.
We need to make sure that we going at the way of direction with God. And God said, this ain't going to be comfortable.
Amen.
It's going to be rocky.
Amen.
But there will be victory.
There will be victory, yes. And one thing about the spirit of preeminence is that it creates pride in us.
Well, we talked about that. Yeah. Everything is building up.
Yes,
you know what
it
I mean?
Is. It is. It's getting, I mean, because taking a look at this spirit of preeminence, there are some that just because they are not placed in a position where they want to be.
Yeah.
They don't want to serve.
Yeah.
And if we do that, like God has something great, but in order for do that great, God has to trust us first.
Yeah. With and the little things.
Yes. It might start with just a little bit of like prayer in the morning.
Yeah.
And if you're faithful with that, God's going to elevate you. But because we say, well, I graduated from here or that, and I have this certificate or have this license, and we say I should start here. Then, that's the spirit of preeminence. That's being selfish,
and that's also true for those who up here.
Yeah,
they feel like they can't ever lower themselves.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's a very spiritual walk that you got to be to make sure that you don't allow yourself to get caught up in yourself.
Yes.
And to make sure that you deny yourself. Yes. And that's why because it's so easy. Because the chains and shackles that can be broken by breaking ourselves is very hard, but it is very needed, because that's how we can step into the demonstration.
That's right.
Because the reason why, like, you see a lot of churches that just they don't have good services and they just got a lot of people, that rich people that pays tithes, is because they're giving the people what their flesh want, just a little bit of comfort, a little bit of soothing, and a good building to go to.
Yeah.
But they have no demonstration.
No.
Because the only thing they have is this flesh, and this flesh is easily satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the moment they break that flesh, so some reasons, some people don't want to go to a church that's going to break your flesh and allow you to see spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sometimes you're dealing with a spirit that you might not want to be dealing with.
That's right.
But that's when you got to realize, that's when you come through and be like, okay, I need to humble myself again.
Yes.
Or I need to not humble too much and just go ahead. Let's say, God, let's go.
Yeah.
Like God's been, because sometimes God has been preparing people, but they've been so low that and the church, you know, you're doing pretty soon. You're here from God, and the man of God that you're under, he's not hearing nothing except he's just reading the Bible like it's like reading a newspaper and preaching a telephone book message. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's useless.
Yes.
If you're not speaking in this word, in the anointing of God, you're not helping nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You're condemning them to hell.
Yeah.
You better be filled with the Holy Ghost to make sure that you get yourself lined up where God needs you so that there can be power and so that you can have demonstration.
That's right. If we rely on our strength, if we rely on our ability, our intellect, without relying on God, then we're just doing our own thing.
Yeah.
Worldly thing. That's
going
to be considered worldly.
Why? Selfish.
Yes. And when you talked about the division, you see what the spirit of preeminence does, it creates a division.
Yeah.
You say, how does the spirit of preeminence create division? Well, what it does is you see, we are members of the body, one body of Christ. And the spirit of preeminence says, well, you are better than them. Why don't you get out of the body and just make yourself stand out? You went through all this training. You went to all these things. You're better than that lowly door knocker.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a great division.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be one body, fitly framed together.
Yes.
And if one stands out, then it creates a division.
Yes, it does. And what we also need to realize is that there's only one church.
Yes, it is. We are.
We need to get past this, you know, denomination and all of this stuff, and let's get to the real point, because right now is the time where every church needs to come to the reality that we need each other.
Amen.
You know, because what one church lacked, one church got. What one church got, another church lacked.
Yeah.
And right now, we got to realize, okay, we've been doing strong. We've been lifting good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But our conditioning is bad.
Amen.
Or we got good conditioning, yeah, but our technique is bad.
Yeah.
Right now, we need all things put together, firmly put together,
yes,
which only God can do.
Yes.
But it's how you. But it's about understanding. Understanding, realizing that, first of all, nobody is higher than God.
Amen. That's so true.
Nobody's higher than God. Nobody. Yeah. How can you put yourself? Don't. Well, I'm not taking my church over there. What? When did God say that?
Amen. Amen.
If they trusted in God and believing in Jesus, why can't you go over there?
That's right.
I'm not going to go over there, them holy rollers.
Yeah.
Why not? You've been preaching to your congregation.
Yeah.
It's time to start praising God. They just praising God. Well, I'm not doing that. Well, you need to get out of your selfishness.
Yeah.
You need to get out of your preeminence.
Yes.
And stop putting your church in this category of hellbound.
Oh, yeah.
And let's come together and let's bring unity. And because the powerfulest thing that's going to happen, that's going to be this end time revival,
yes,
is once every church realized that we was all beautifully by God framed together, one body. When that one body truly comes together, right now we are just having pieces of the body, pieces of church over here, that church on fire, that church on fire, that church ain't on fire, that church is suspect. You know what I mean? But once we actually get to the point of realizing, once we all truly come together and under the one name of Jesus Christ, that's when we got to put the preeminence down. That's when nobody's higher than nobody, nobody's greater than nobody, nobody. The Bible says none good, no, not one. So who are you?
Yeah.
Are you? But you an exception?
I love it when you said there's not one great church, because that is true. There's not one greater denomination than the other.
Yeah.
Because we are all serving God. We are all called Christians. Christians, followers of Christ.
Yes.
God did not came here to establish one type of denomination,
but
God said, we are all one body.
One body.
And, but
formally fit together.
That's right. But this spirit of preeminence creating division is hurting. It's not hurting the enemy. It's hurting God.
Yes.
We're creating division, his kingdom. He came here to unite his kingdom.
He did.
But, and here we are because of saying, oh, there's a lot of sinners over there. Don't go over there.
Yes.
Well, just like the bishop said, well, one more sinner, or one more hypocrite, or one more body cannot.
But you know, we got like the scripture says, the thief come to kill, steal, and to destroy.
Yes.
The thief, and our terms, is the devil.
Yes.
And what the devil has done when he brought division, he has literally stolen your church true blessings, your church true breakthroughs.
Yes.
He is stealing your breakthroughs.
Yeah.
He's killing. He's killed some breakthroughs.
Yes.
He's doing everything he can to make sure that we don't actually realize the power of unity. And God has shown us the power of unity, but the unity that got to be directed in the right plan, in the right purpose, because we read about the Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
But theirs was trying to reach to the high, to try to reach and try to build a building up to God.
Yeah.
No, let's go ahead and let's unite and let's praise that name.
Yes.
Let's worship that name.
Yes.
Let's step out in that name.
Yeah.
Let's glorify that name.
Yeah. Yeah. The spirit of preeminence is the spirit of superiority, or spirit like we are better than the others. It's not from God.
It's
from man. It's from Satan himself. It's from the devil himself. Why? Because he doesn't want us to be united together.
Yeah.
Because he knows what's going to happen if we unite ourselves together and worship God.
You know, and that, because it's powerful.
Yes.
That's powerful. It's like the enemy is trying, like right now, the enemy is bringing so much division.
Yeah.
In every way. And because this world is eating it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
You got people that's willing to hate for anything, any purpose. You give them a reason to hate, they're going to hate.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
From political, from racial, from now medication, from anything that you possibly can throw them to hate. People that just built on hate and not realizing that you need to get rid of that hate.
Yeah.
And you need to get yourself cleansed and washed in the blood of the baptism of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And let's go ahead and deny ourselves.
That's right.
And let's step into what the glory of God.
That's right. The bishop said, this is not a skin issue, but it's a sin issue.
Man, praise God.
Because sometimes, it happened in the past, but we have to correct the things that are a mistake from the past. Just because this group of people are from here, that they feel like they're superior above those that are those on the other side. Mm-hmm. Well, I experienced this growing up. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about racial then, but we just because they're from this part of the country that we don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to say, well, you're more superior than them. Talking about that one, it just came on to me. This word, jack of all trades and master of none.
Yeah.
Sometimes we feel like, well, I'm better than that one. I need to go and go to this ministry. I think I can do that. I need to go to this ministry. Mm-hmm. We put ourselves in all the ministries. Herein lies the problem when we do that. We think that we grow by how many ministries we have our hands on. But really what we're doing is like we're taking up the space where the right person is supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Because there are persons that God has anointed to be door knockers.
Mm-hmm.
There are persons, Sister Kim.
Mm-hmm.
There are persons that God has...
What's up, Sister Kim?
Well, praise God, watches. Sister Kim. Hope you're watching. Yeah. There are some persons that God has anointed to be just this gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if we try to like take all, hug all the space, and there's no space for them to come in.
Yeah.
And that is the spirit of preeminence.
Yeah, feeling like you got to do it all.
Yes.
And I feel like I believe at a certain point in time, if you give a little taste of this, taste of that, but I believe that after so long, you got to know what your calling is. You got to make sure, because like for me, there was like when I first got in, I did it for the fact that I wanted to make sure that my time was in tune, because I was in the world. Yeah. I was in the world and I was just... I used to do, that was my life. I was the worldly man. I was running the streets.
Yeah.
And when I stopped, I wanted to make that, it was like, okay, I don't want to be sitting at the house and be thinking.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you get those worldly thoughts. You get those thoughts, well, I'll be drinking the bottle. I'll be doing this, you know what I mean? So in my mind, I knew that I had to make sure that my time was, you know, where I wanted it to be. Where I wanted my mind to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I when I first started, like anybody asked me to do anything, I was like, sure, I'll be in there. Okay. And I kind of made sure at the time that it was just like, okay, right now this, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But after so long, I had to start telling people no
for the fact that, first of all,
I couldn't do it all.
Yeah.
And second of all, I felt like God, because God already told me before I got into these ministries that, you know, what I was going to be doing.
Yeah.
But I felt like, as we was talking about earlier, everything is a buildup. God don't want you to, he ain't going to start you off right here like you said. You know, he's going to start you off right here. Mm-hmm. So I started off just doing stuff like down here, and it kind of just started to build up a little bit. But then pretty soon, it was like, once they kind of start giving me a little bit more, and I had to be like, you know, I got this going on, you know, I had to say no. And then pretty soon, I had to say no, and pretty soon. But I noticed that as I say no, and I felt like I was almost wanting to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, you know, could I really have fitted it?
Yeah.
You know? But I felt like at the same time, God knew that I literally was just wanting to give my all in what I was doing for the ministry.
Yes.
And I wasn't willing to feel like, because, you know, as a man, you feel like, man, I can do anything. Yeah. I'm a man, you know what I mean? But I was willing to humble myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know for myself, I like to think that I want to help as many people, and I want to give all I can, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I also learned by walking with God that it's also good to allow other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To, you know, it's like being a blessing, like me blessing you, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm being blessed, but you got to be willing to be blessed to take it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just works all the way around to know that everything is trusting in God.
That's right.
And knowing that God, and like the word said, he ain't going to give you more than you can bear.
That's right.
So don't try to take more than what you can bear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you touched about it. And it's so true that if we don't trust people, mm-hmm. at first it may seem like it's okay if we dwell on these different ministries. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we're trying to find where God wants us to be. Mm-hmm. But once you find the place where God wants you to be, and how do you know that is... When you do that, you feel in your heart. I cannot explain it, but you will feel that that is the ministry that God has put upon you. And you, when you find your ministry, when you find your place, mm-hmm. start to let others take the other spots, just like yeah. you were saying. Let trust other people. We don't just bring people over there, but we have to have the spirit of discernment of these people are ready to take that spot for you.
Yeah.
And they are ready to take that other spot so they can grow too. It's yeah. not just us all the time that yeah. grows, but let others grow.
Yeah. And you got to realize that as you are in those other ministries, don't sit there with a bad attitude and yeah. miss what God might be trying yes. to give you in that ministry.
Yes.
Because in being in ministries and like being able to get a hand in certain things a short amount of time, God might do that because he knows what he's about to use you for.
Yes.
And he's putting things in your work belt yeah. that you're going to need later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if we have that spirit of preeminence, like, well, I have to do this thing over there, I have to do this
yeah.
thing. And you are going to miss that God has something good for you over there. If yeah. you just stop the other things that you're doing, let them go and let others do it, and walk the path that God has chosen
yeah.
for you.
And also, if you feel like, if you're in your church and, you know, you feel like God is calling you and you're in a lot of ministries, but you want to know what ministry is you called for, this is the best way.
Amen.
Seek God's word,
yeah.
prayer and fasting,
yeah.
because that's the, you got to seek his face in after seeking for your ministry,
mm-hmm.
during your ministry, in front of your ministry,
mm-hmm.
all times.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure everything is spirit led
yeah. yeah.
in order for you to really have to produce what God is wanting to produce through
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It's got to be spirit led. If it's not spirit led, and I say that because I believe in our church.
Yes.
I believe in what our church is doing.
Yes.
And the reason why I believe in our church, because when I be thinking something, it happens.
Yeah.
And I just sit back and be like, man, I was just thinking about
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And it also just I feel the spirit. And
yes.
I feel it just like I don't feel just like the love of the saints. Yeah. I feel the love of the saints, but I also feel the spirit of the anointing of God.
Amen.
And it lets me know, like, man, this is a powerful move right
yeah.
here. And
yeah.
we're doing the right thing.
Yeah. The best thing is just go to your pastor and say, what is the need?
Yeah.
Where do you want me to help?
And that's humbling yourself.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Because yeah.
that's, I don't know if we're talking about it, but one way to get out of preeminence is humble and
yes.
humility.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, especially for like men and women, well, you know, this ain't about us.
Yes. No, that's true.
You know, that's one thing we got to realize. And like for me, we was talking about earlier, like when I go and I do anything in any ministry or mm-hmm. anything for God, I don't, it's not me.
Yeah.
That's a God thing.
Amen.
I know I don't want to, I can't sit here and be like, look what I just did. Wow.
Right.
Amazing. No,
right.
no, because
yeah.
I know who I am.
Yeah.
But I know who he is.
Amen.
And that's the game changer.
Yes.
I'm just a player.
Yes.
That's the game changer.
That's right. Yeah. And you said it, you know who you are and you know who God is.
Yes.
If we know our place.
Ooh.
If
know
we
your
know,
place.
that, man,
that's very important.
That is very
yeah.
important. Because spirit of preeminence is, I don't know where I am. I want to be this. I want to be this. I want to be
yeah.
this. And if we read the word and just know who we are.
Yes.
And what our purpose is,
mm.
it's going to be much easier.
It's
we are going
man.
To, like, it's moving forward where we are because we know
yes.
what we're supposed to do. We know where we are. We know the path that we were supposed to take. But with the spirit of preeminence is, it's
yes.
like we're looking for something to lift this one up.
Yes.
But if we know who we are in alignment with God, then, we're supposed to be door knocking. We're supposed to be reaching for souls. And yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
And if you do that, God is going to like open the doors for you and just bless you with it.
Well, your breakthrough in life is going to happen when you get in the will of God.
Yes. Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in the will of God, there's no selfishness.
No, no.
You know what I'm saying? There's
yeah.
no self. There's
no.
selflessness.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the powerful. That's the power of God.
Yeah.
Because God want to use somebody. He want to use like a David.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's sitting out there washing his sheep and that sees no, and he, they seems like nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He want to use like a Moses that says, yes, I'm not worthy. I can't speak and I can't. Everybody could say that. But in my mind, he wasn't like, well, I'm the only one for the job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he still was willing to go through, and God was still to be a deliverer for Israel.
Yes.
You know, God is looking for people that is willing to humble themselves.
Amen.
But also to line themselves up with the will of God.
That's
because that's when the power, that's when the power comes into play.
Yes. This is the difference between the world and the kingdom of God. The world says, you need to be number one. You need to be like this center of attraction. And if you do that, people will love you. The kingdom of God says, no, you're not number one. It's not about us, but it's about the kingdom of God. It's about his will, not our will.
And, you know, that's just like when this is in John 3:30-31, it says, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will,
amen,
but the will of the Father, which has sent me.
Amen.
If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true.
It's not true.
And this is Jesus.
Yes.
This is Jesus letting them know, like, I'm only good by being in my Father's will.
Amen.
I'm only good by being in the will of God.
Yes.
If I get out of that will, but as long as I stay in that will, in 3 days, watch me rise again.
Amen.
As long as I stay in that will,
amen,
watch, you can whip me, you can do anything you want to, but there still will be a glory day.
Amen.
And that is why it's very important to trust and to have Jesus in your life.
Oh, yes. It's so true. And while we're on the subject of spirit of preeminence, we were not saved by God to be the only apple of God's eye.
Mm-hmm.
We are not saved by God to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
We are saved by God because God has a purpose for us.
Yes, he does.
We are saved by God because he's going to put a calling in us, not to be lifted up, but he's going to put us to work. Why? Because his kingdom. He did not come here to die for us to sit down in our lawn chairs and just enjoy the sunset and the sunrise. But he came here to die because there's soul out there that needed to be saved. And who is going to reach those souls? It's going to be us. God is going to be using you and I. God is going to be calling you and I to reach to those souls. When we talk about the spirit of preeminence, how do we overcome the spirit of preeminence?
I think we talked a little bit about it, about humbling.
Yes.
Humble yourself. And, you know, because, I mean, we got to realize that it's a spirit.
Yeah.
And we got to, and the way that you can some spirits can only be defeated by fasting and prayer, which the Bible says.
Amen.
But, you know, it's also just about humbling yourselves and realizing and catching it before it starts.
Amen.
Cutting it before the roots start getting deep into yourself. You know what I mean? Because there's us being Americans is so much feel like we're Americans.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's so much Americans that feel like, you know, oh, we can't allow nobody in America and all this, you know what I mean? Feeling with that American pride, that preeminence of America, you know what I'm saying? And not realizing that you're not really stopping it, but you're just feeding the spirit. You're feeding that dark dog.
Yeah.
And there's another side that you ain't even touched, and it's starving over here.
Yes.
And if you keep starving this, you're going to kill it.
Yeah.
You're killing the peace that could be within you. You're killing the joy and the happiness because you just keep on the, I don't know why they let them over here and why are they doing this. And, you know, it's one of them things because for myself, I can say that I'm not racist. And I don't have no race. I don't hate. I mean, there's some things I do hate, but it's like, don't eat my cupcakes.
Yeah.
Like this, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very little, slim and few. You know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, besides my family, you know, and it's one of them things where I don't really get it. You know what I'm saying? Even from people in my race, you know what I'm saying? And half of that is because of having the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because once I got the Holy Ghost automatically opened my eyes to a lot of things that even that I was going to feel because the rest of my culture felt that.
Yeah.
And I felt like, well, I had to feel it because I feel you. I was wrong. That was wrong. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But not knowing that no matter what ever happened in the past, but everything happened in the plan of God. I mean, because Jews and everybody could be crazy for what happened to them.
Amen.
There's more Jews that killed than anybody in the world.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So how can I sit back and be like, golly, they did this to us? You know what I'm saying? No. Yeah. And being filled with the Holy Ghost automatically opened my eyes. And when I have any type of issues with myself, the Holy Ghost automatically humbles me. So if I had to say, what do you actually need? Because it says in the scripture that once you receive the Holy Spirit, it gives you power.
Yes.
It gives you fire.
Yes.
I told somebody this earlier. This is the game of life. And in life, there's a cheat code.
Mm.
And that cheat code is like a disc, like a spirit. Okay, and in this disc, there was somebody that downloaded everything that was needed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about where you can take the pain.
Yeah,
where you can take the if they was whipping you, they spit on you, they mocked you without a cause, they beat you down. I mean, they called you a devil when you try to do good, and then even at the end, they gonna put you on a cross and try to, even if they hang you and they try to kill you for what you truly believe and you stand for it.
Yeah.
And that was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ, through his resurrection, came and left us with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is that cheat code, folks.
Yes.
That's the power that is needed. Yes. The moment you allow this to come inside of you, you have power. You got fire. Yep. You got exactly what is needed. You're facing battles because you're trying to search through a counselor, through a physician.
Yeah.
Thinking, why am I feeling like this? Why am I, you know, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And God is like, dang, I'm not good enough. I left you with the Spirit of God.
Yes. Yes.
I left you with myself.
Yes. Yes.
I left you with a cheat code. And if a church ain't preaching it, how is your church, your church is thriving through the flesh and carnality of your preaching?
Yeah.
You gotta have the Holy Ghost. Yes. You gotta have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I mean, we can say pray and we can say fast, and those are, you know what I'm saying? But just imagine you got the Holy Ghost and you pray and fast.
Amen. Ooh.
You got the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you praying and fasting.
Yes. That's how we overcome the Spirit of preeminence.
You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Because it's already God moving in you. God directing you. Yeah. Not my flesh anymore, but it's God.
It's Jesus.
Yes.
Man.
And if Jesus is leading you, well, you don't have that Spirit of preeminence.
Hey, for real.
People in the world will say, how can you be a servant? Why are you picking up the trash? Why are you cleaning up the toilet when there are people over there that can clean the toilet? Yeah. Well, I don't have that Spirit of preeminence. I mean,
you know,
I love it when Jesus said this to the disciples, to say, if you want to be first, you got to be the last.
Mm.
If you want to be here, then be a servant.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Mm. And that's very important.
Yeah.
You know, as your walk with God, you know what I'm saying? Because if you want to be a powerful mover, like a powerhouse of God.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be a servant.
Yes.
If you want demonstration, healings, and miracles, humble yourself.
Yeah. Start at the lowest.
Yeah, start low.
Because if you start the lowest, where can you go?
Yeah.
You stay there.
But
if you start there and God promotes you, you're going to be lifted up.
And plus, if you start right there, God automatically, because it says in the Bible, it says in Psalms 118. I love Psalms 118. I'm probably going to talk about this later, too, because this is like, when it comes down, I love this verse because I feel like, I feel like this is more like me and you, my brother.
Amen.
And anybody else that felt rejected.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because it says, the stone which the builders refuse is become the headstone of the corner.
Amen.
This is the Lord's doing.
Yes.
And
yes.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
Yes. Amen.
That means when somebody looked at it like they was just taking out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like when you see person that just got bummy clothes on, and they just look trashy, and they just, you know, and they go to McDonald's, let me get some coffee, and you thinking, man, he's a bum, you know what I'm saying? And then they go outside and they get into their BMW, drift off, and they got a mansion and everything else. You never know. Meaning when we see somebody like us that used to be alcoholics, they used to be, you know, all these things, and now people look at us and be like, man, hold up. And not knowing, because, okay, when we was in the world, we probably had a little preeminence, dog. Nobody like us. Nobody bigger than us. You know what I mean? Nobody can whoop us. You know what I mean? But now we're like servants of the Lord. Praise God. We're saying this is nothing more but the Holy Ghost, folks. This is nothing more but the Holy Spirit, and it's real. This is Jesus.
Amen. And what we're trying to say here is, do not be afraid if at first God is going to put you behind the scenes. It might be just taking out the trash. It might just be cleaning the kitchen or wiping the toilet. Be the best that you are where God placed you.
Amen.
And God is going to see your obedience. God is going to see your heart. And He's going to promote you. Do not desire on being in the forefront, but desire to be the servant first. Do not have the spirit of preeminence. They will come. God is going to promote you. What I'm trying to say here is, do not seek to be famous, but let God be the one to do the promotion. Let God be the one to lift you up.
And if you do get promoted, don't forget where you come from.
Amen.
And don't get too high up on your head and think that God won't bring you back down.
Amen. And so, as we close in our episode tonight, let me leave you a couple of verses. Matthew 23, verse 12, it says, "Whosoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whosoever humbles himself shall be exalted." And another verse in Proverbs 22, verse 4, it says, "The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life." So, do not fear where God placed you. You may start at the lowest position first, but always know that when you start at the lowest, there's no other way but up. And so, as we close tonight, I'm going to ask Bernay to speak a word of prayer.
Lord God, I pray against the spirit of preeminence and selfishness. Lord God, I pray that we can lose this spirit. And I pray, Lord God, I bind those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. And I loosen the anointing of God. I loosen humility. I loosen humbleness. I loosen your glory, Lord God. I loosen your victory, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that spiritual eyes can be opened to see the truth and to see the true enemy in which lies ahead of us, Lord God. I pray, God, that you can set forth your glory, but set forth true victory in the lives of those who believe and trust in you.
Yes.
I pray, God, that we will trust in you more than we trust in prince or princesses. For the glory is of the Lord, not ourselves. Let us see the spiritual battle that we are under attack and allow your true soldiers to rise and to fight in this day and time and to come together under one name and under one body. And that is in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray.
And so as we end our podcast, always remember that this is that. God bless you all.
Well, there you go, my friends. We hope that you were blessed by the sharing of the word. And we pray that God would continue to bless you and guide you as we journey together towards the calling wherewith we were all called. And we hope you enjoyed our table talk. And please don't forget to click on that like button, share, to subscribe to This Is That and your favorite podcast, and also find us on YouTube at Call to Ministry. Just click on This Is That video link. Until we meet again, continue to stay strong in the Lord, and as we continue to move together in the apostolic, always remember that this is that. God bless you all.